As we already know, all expenses are recorded for the period in which they are incurred, no matter when the money goes out. To accrue an expense means to record the expense for the period in which it is incurred and affects the owner's equity. Unrecorded expenses are expenses incurred in the current period, but paid later. Wages earned in the current month, but paid in the next month, are a good example. Another appropriate examples are interests, paid on borrowed money, and utilities expenses. The unrecorded expenses are recorded in the period in which they are incurred. They decrease the owner's equity for the same period and lead to liabilities increase for this period. The liabilities decrease when the business pays its obligations to its employees, financial organizations, and all other suppliers. At the same time, its assets decrease too. To understand this principle better, we'll look at two examples. Example 1. A company pays its employees in the current months for the previous month. In January, the employees earn total wages of $24,000, and they will get their wages in February. To ensure accurate financial statements for January, the company should accrue the wages earned in January at the end of this month. Said simple, the company should show that the wage expenses decrease the owner's equity in January, when the wages are earned, not in February, when they are paid. The obligations of the company increase too. Consequently, the liabilities of the company increase. Following the rules of debit-credit language, the accountant should make a debit record on the wages expense account and a credit record on the accrued wages payable account. And when the company pays the wages in February, the accountant should decrease its obligation to employees and its cash. The accrued wages payable should be debited, and the cash account should be credited. Example 2. In June, a company borrows a one-year loan of $30,000 and an interest rate of 6%. Every month the company receives a benefit from this loan, but pays for this service at the end of the loan period. The expense that the company makes each month for using the bank loan is 1/12th from the whole interest. 1/12th multiplied by 6% from $30,000 equals $150. The amount of $150 is not paid in June, but is an expense incurred in this month. That's why the accountant makes a record in June to accrue this part of the interest expense. Following the rules of debit-credit language, the accountant should make a debit record on interest expense account and a credit record on the accrued payable account. And this record should be made every month. And when the company pays the whole interest at the end of the year, the accountant should decrease its obligation to the bank and its cash as well. The accrued interest payable account should be debited, and the cash account should be credited.